This is Earth and Sky. One of the last unexplored regions on Earth is the watery depths of the oceans. We spoke with Cindy Vandover, a biologist of the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. She's part of a 10-year global program called the Census of Marine Life.
And the main thing we've been doing is going around, well, essentially around the world, looking at the same habitat in different vent sites and asking the question, how many species are there? So what are the patterns of distributions of species? It's biogeography, essentially.
Vandover and her colleagues used unmanned subs to study life at hydrothermal vent systems, which are like geysers on the ocean floor. When comparing life at vent sites in the mid-Atlantic and the Pacific, she found not only completely different species, but the overall level of variety was different, too. On dry land, it's a lot easier to take a census.
But for these deep water systems, it's the first time we're getting that kind of spatial resolution of where biogeographic provinces begin and end and what might be some of the things that cause boundaries that restrict species to certain regions and all the details of the spatial relationships among species.
For a transcript of our interview with Dr. Vandover, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.